The United Nations calls 2007 a wretched year for millions of disaster victims. It notes conflict has continued in Somalia, the occupied Palestinian territory, Sudan, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, among others. Floods, hurricanes, and other climate-related disasters have killed many people and destroyed the livelihoods of millions of others. Nevertheless, UN Emergency Relief Coordinator John Holmes says timely, well-coordinated aid can make a huge difference in individual lives. For example, in 2007, he says aid went to provide safe water and sanitation to 455,000 displaced people in Somalia.
To care for 240,000 Sudanese refugees in the harsh and difficult environment of eastern Chad, to provide emergency job creation and cash assistance to 130,000 families rendered more or less destitute by the conflict in the occupied Palestinian territory, and last but not least, the delivery of food, urgently needed food aid, to 2.2 million Zimbabweans.
In 1993, a brutal ethnic conflict broke out in Burundi that would last for 12 years. A tentative ceasefire in 2005 allows the people to begin the process of rebuilding their country and their shattered lives. But they can't do it alone.
The narrator of this film says the people of Burundi got the help they needed from the United Nations. As a consequence, he says the consolidated appeal for Burundi in 2007 was its last. He says the country has moved from emergency aid towards sustainable recovery and development. Liberian refugee Akoi Bazi describes how international aid saved his life and gave him a future. He says he was 14 years old when civil war broke out in his country. His father was killed and he was separated from his relatives.
I had nowhere to live for 2 years and was on the run, seeking safety in the jungle. On one early morning in 1991, after I had walked long desolate jungle roads for hours, days, weeks, months, I finally entered the neighboring country of Guinea. I was only 16 and was alone.
Bazi says he received food, shelter, health care, and free education from UN and private aid agencies during the 8 years he spent in a refugee camp in Guinea. Eventually, he says, he received asylum in Britain and now works full-time for the British Refugee Council, helping other refugees rebuild their lives. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.